Hey, the San Antonio Spurs won the NBA championship last night over the Cleveland Cavaliers. The final score of the final game was 83-82. So that game was close, but the series was not. 4-0 in favor of San Antonio. That's San Antonio's fourth championship since 1999. Let's talk about all this with ESPN.com sports columnist Jamil Hill, who was at the game in Cleveland. Hi there.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm wondering if people in Cleveland this week, as they were losing the series, saw this headline in the satirical newspaper The Onion, the headline being, "God wondering if he's being too cruel in allowing Cavaliers to reach NBA Finals."
Yeah, they are, because clearly they've had some pretty, historical defeats in this town, and it's been so starved for a championship. I think the city has seen a championship since, the mid-60s, and now, as people have said repeatedly this week, they got, the shot and now the sweep. And so, it's tough on Cleveland fans, but it would have been impossible for me, even if I'm the biggest Cleveland fan, to have any kind of optimism coming into this series, because I just think they were just completely overmatched.
Even though they had LeBron James who got them there?
Oh, yeah, because the Spurs, they probably, this decade, definitely, they have been the defining team. They consistently compete year in and year out. And while they may have one of the more exciting players in the game, and LeBron James, up-and-coming star, Tim Duncan has been, the anchor for San Antonio for 10 years. He's one of the most underappreciated superstars in the history of sports. It's unbelievable.
Well, let's talk about the Spurs here. There are only three other teams with four or more titles, the Celtics, Lakers, and Bulls. And now you have San Antonio with four wins in the space of 9 years.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable. But I, like a lot of people, I struggle to call this a dynasty just because they haven't gone back-to-back yet. And they haven't been the dominant team. I think people could say the Bulls were the dominant team. But the Lakers also had a pretty good run that kind of coincided with the Spurs. So at the very least, you can say they've been consistently good. They're probably the best-run franchise in the NBA. But I think they've got to kind of go back-to-back to really consider them a true dynasty.
Is part of that, though, just a question of public relations or promotion? You're in Boston, you're in Los Angeles, you're feeling like you're at the center of the universe. You're in San Antonio, and maybe people on the coasts overlook you a little bit and don't take you as seriously as they should.
That's pretty much the story of their franchise, what's happened, because if this team were in L.A. or Boston, they'd be regarded as, a defining team. And it's just a shame for the NBA that, unfortunately for them, three of the worst general managers in the NBA are all in the biggest cities, in Boston, New York, and L.A. So it's a struggle for them, and that's why the ratings have looked the way they are. People always complain about everything being so East Coast biased and New York biased or L.A. biased. Well, we see why it is, because they draw in the viewers that the league desperately needs. This is one of the lowest-rated finals ever.
Just in a couple of seconds, what was it like to see Tony Parker, the MVP, last night?
It's a great thing. It's great to see how he's matured. He's really developed into a top-notch point guard in the NBA. And I think, we saw the baton pass from David Robinson to Tim Duncan. Now it's going to go from Tim Duncan to Tony Parker.
Okay. Jamil Hill, thanks very much.
All right. Thank you.
She writes the Page 2 column for ESPN.com. And we should mention, by the way, that Tony Parker, before becoming a champion, he almost got cut in his first tryout for the San Antonio Spurs. Things have looked up since then.